Welcome to The Author Show, where we feature new authors and books, from fiction to self-help and everything in between. You'll find it all at theauthorshow.com. That's theauthorshow.com. And now let the show begin.
Hello and welcome back to the show. This is your host, Don McCauley. Today we're welcoming program author Tim Mazza, and he is the author of Moral Revenge, The End of a Legacy. Before I bring in today's guest, a quick reminder that selected interviews are available in our iPhone app, which can be downloaded in the App Store, as well as on TV in the Roku channel and Amazon Fire TV. Our app name on all platforms is simply The Author Show. Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Don. Thank you very much. I appreciate being here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, please.
I just turned 70 years old. I'm an ex-submariner, actually, along with my co-author, and husband, father, grandfather, typical regular guy. Nothing special about me.
So tell us about your book.
Well, the book, Moral Revenge, is a submarine story, but it is not your typical shoot-'em-up, unrealistic submarine story that's been written several times over. The submarine in the novel is more the conduit for several happenings that go on in the story. And while the Redfish, which is the name of the submarine, it's the original name of the submarine that both my co-author and I were on, is an integral part of the story, we like to think that family, loyalty, honor, duty, and devotion to service, and ultimately revenge, are the key factors in this novel, rather than just a unbelievable submarine story.
So who did you write your book for specifically? Who's your target audience here?
The simple answer to that is the adult audience. And of course, there are many people that would be interested in it more than others. Anybody in the military service would appreciate this book. But we've written it to appeal to a wide audience. We've gotten excellent reviews from not only men, but several women, which is not the norm for a submarine story, as well as an excellent endorsement from retired Admiral Al Konecny, who was the commander of the submarine force of the Pacific. And he said that you really get a feel for the submarine community and for feeling what it's like to both command and stand watch on a nuclear submarine at sea. So a compliment like that or a view like that, you know, really gives credibility to our book. And hopefully, you know, many people will find it that way.
So could you say there's any type of central message or perhaps underlying theme that you would say runs throughout your book?
If we had to say anything, I would say, yes, there is a central message, and we believe it to be your central message is to balance your life between devotion to your family and maintaining a good work ethic, not in just the Navy, which it's important to do, but in anything you do or I do or anybody else. So I think devotion to family and work ethic is pretty much the central theme and central message to the book.
So if you had to choose, what would you say is the single most important idea you're sharing in your book that's really going to add value to the reader's life?
Again, it's that central message of good work ethic. You know, being the best at what you do, be it with your family or at work, being the best at what you do all the time.
Now, if you could compare your book with any book out there we might already be familiar with, which book would it be and why?
You'd like to think that I'm going to give you a very simple answer to that or a very quick and easy answer, you know, regarding some other submarine book or something like that. But both my co-author and I were laughing the other day, and we thought that the book was closely related to The Count of Monte Cristo. The Count of Monte Cristo is an adventure story, which ours is, and it also has themes of love and hope and justice. Ours, of course, eventually has vengeance. It's about another man who's falsely berated or reprimanded, and the terrible effect it has on him being, you know, falsely berated, it drives him to commit the ultimate sacrifice in his life, which then pushes his family to exacting revenge. In the end, we leave it to the reader to decide if this revenge is justified. So, you know, you'd like to think that we're going to equate it to another submarine or military story, but it's not really like that.
What's the relationship between you and your co-author?
That's funny. That goes a long way. Dean and I were both assigned to the same ship in 1973. We were both assigned to the William H. Bates out of New London, Connecticut. And Dean was from Joliet, Illinois, just outside of Chicago. And he's about the same age and may have even hung out with the Blues Brothers, as far as I know. But I'm from just over the border of Chicago, from Elmwood Park. And my office on the submarine was directly across the passageway to the radio room where he was communications officer. And that's where he worked. Well, my chief yeoman was Greek and Dean is Greek and I'm Italian. So we have three Mediterraneans that just hit it off and had some very good times together. And Dean and I have remained friends for almost 50 years.
So what was the impetus to write this story?
Quite often when submariners get together, be it, you know, when they're in service and even when they're out of service, the question comes up is, what is the fewest amount of men you need to efficiently run a submarine? A submarine has a complement of generally over 100 men. And one night, while Dean, he was duty officer and making his rounds topside, it was very quiet in port. Him being a bit of a malcontent in comparison to career officers, Dean was wondering what it would take to steal a nuclear submarine. And he has played with that in his mind. He had sort of outlined how to do it and that type of thing for several years before he and I got together and decided to write the story.
Now, other than the fact that both of you were in the submarine service, were there any other sources you used to write this story?
No, there was not. We pulled what we wrote from our own experiences. Dean was communications officer, an officer of the deck on the boat, and many of his views and experience came from a position of leadership, if you will. I was just a raghead enlisted man, just a regular sailor. And I did many things on the boat, from a month-long stint as a mess cook when I first reported on board. I was topside watch. I was the ship's yeoman. And I was both the regular and battle station helmsman. I had many experiences that became part of the book. What Dean and I both like to say is that we didn't Google it. We lived it. So when we wrote the book, we put our experiences in there and made it so that you feel how it was to be an officer, an enlisted man, and stand watch on a nuclear submarine.
So the situation that happened in the book, could that happen in real life?
Well, it's a bit far-fetched, which gives the book some of its flavor, so to speak. But back in the early 70s, the reality is it could really have happened. It would be tremendously arduous and extremely exhausting, but I think we were successful in making it very believable. I'm sure that now it's completely different. I haven't been on a submarine in several years. Back then, and Dean and I have mulled this over many, many times, yeah, we believe it could have been done. I think we bring that to light in the book.
So are the characters in the book, are they based on real people?
Many of the characteristics and the feeling of family and work ethic that are common in most submariners. We drew these traits from several of our shipmates and members in the submarine service. You can't help but consciously or subconsciously use these influences and use these characteristics that you recall. It puts a realism and a real color into the book. So yeah, some of the characters in the book were definitely derived from, you know, one or more of our shipmates.
So did your environment or upbringing perhaps play any major role in your writing?
Absolutely. Dean and I were both lucky enough to be raised by two men who not only told us how to live our lives, but led by example. Both our fathers put family above everything with a great work ethic right behind that and being of the utmost importance. This is something that we've made every effort to represent in this book. We had jobs to do as we were children, and we were expected to do them. And, you know, you couldn't just run off and play on Saturday unless your jobs were done. So the work ethic and duty to family was instilled in us at a very, very early age.
What can you tell us about this genre and why you decided to write in this genre?
I like to think that we haven't really chosen any particular genre for moral revenge. We like to feel that we've used this novel to hit on every emotion without keying on one specifically. So, you know, you have a love story, you have a drama, you have many, many things working in this novel instead of just a particular genre.
So how would you describe your writing style?
I think very simply, if I had to describe it, would be realistically descriptive. We've been told by many people that they really feel like they're in the story when they read it. And I can't tell you how many times Dean made me rewrite something because he knew it could be better. And there was no feel for it. There was no, you weren't into it. We've made every effort to make this thing very realistically descriptive, and that would be what I would call our writing style. Like I say, between the two of us, we've become a pretty good team, pushing each other to do it the correct way.
So in your opinion, who should buy your book?
I was thinking about this the other day, and I have a funny answer for you. I'll tell you who should buy our book. People that don't want to read. And I'll tell you why. That sounds like a terrible, terrible answer, but I had a very, very dear friend of mine who didn't like to read and flat out told me he hadn't read anything since high school. He did me a favor and he read the book and he said, I turned him over. He said, I changed it. He said, this has really made it so that I enjoy reading. And he enjoyed the story. I mean, obviously, people in the military and many other people, you know, would enjoy this book. But that was a compliment that I got, and it made me feel really good about writing this book. You hate to say everybody but you should read it, but if somebody who doesn't like to read reads it and turns them over, I think that's a great compliment. I think that's something to say for this book.
Do you have a website?
We do have a website, moralrevenge.com. Of course, it directs you over to, you know, purchasing our book. But people have left comments on there, and we invite anybody to leave any comments on there, that sort of thing. We've had a couple of people ask us, is there a sequel, a prequel after they've read the book? And so we've gotten a few of them, and we've taken that to heart and are currently working on that. But moralrevenge.com is the website, and it's got pictures of us on there and directs you to the book.
Well, this has been just great. Our guest today has been Tim Mazza, and he is the author of Moral Revenge, The End of a Legacy. Tim, thanks very much for being with us today.
Don, it's been a great pleasure. I thank you very, very much. And I hope the readers, got some enjoyment out of this.
This is Don McCauley wrapping up another edition of The Author Show. Go out there, buy the book today, and please share this interview with your friends so that they too have the opportunity to discover our guests and their work. The Author Show can be accessed at any time at theauthorshow.com. Selected interviews can also be found on major platforms like Amazon Fire TV, the Roku channel, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and many more. And whether you're an author who would like to be featured or a reader in search of new books to read, The Author Show is a great place to start. Check us daily as we continue to introduce wonderful authors of very interesting books on The Author Show.
Thanks for listening to The Author Show. Find out more about authors and their work at theauthorshow.com. Theauthorshow.com. Tune in next time to another great author on The Author Show.